Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
Red.
Fun.
Fantastic. Ecstatic.
Awesome.
Horny.
Yes, there we go.
Love.
I know that I'm hard.
You
Ralph.
Love Fridays, man. Happy hour Fridays start at 10:01.
10:01.
They
there you go.
Start. It's happy hour.
Let's start with last night. One word on that Giants win against the Eagles. That was a clinic. What was it, 34-17?
Yeah, 30. It should have been 35. They missed an extra point. Maybe somebody had that mattered to them.
Kicker's
washed. Maybe I don't even know who that kicker is. He's wearing 99. They got him off the scrap heap because they hurt. Their kicker did get hurt, so they got this
They'll
guy.
They'll get Lawrence Tynes. I'm sure he could still rope it.
He's out there kicking right now. I see him out there every once in a while booting it through the net. One word to describe that. That was fun. That was awesome. That was great. It was so good to see Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart kind of elevate their game. I just saw a tweet from Barstool, and it said exciting whites in the wine section had those two guys there. And funny. So that was kind of cool. But it's the end of the Eagles, man. That thing is over in Philadelphia right now. I think that thing is going to crumble right before our eyes like an earthquake happening. It's going to get washed away. It's going to get bad real fast in Philadelphia. Already starting today, it's dissipating there, I just looked up at Good Morning Football, and Kyle Brent was addressing a tweet: should that we fire Nick Sirianni right now?
Woo. Jeez, of course.
I mean, need a lot more time. One word from last night: confused, because I don't know where that pass went from Jalen Hurts. I watched him make that pass four times in the Super Bowl. In New Orleans, with my own eyes.
That was their anomaly.
And then all of a sudden, he's not hitting that throw. And then here's Jackson Dart, literally darting passes. I mean, he only threw for, 195 or something like that. But,
beautiful, though. Accurate.
He was very accurate.
It also just shows you what one person can do to a team's aura.
Well, what one person at that position can do, too.
Most important position in all of sports.
It's not even a question. I don't even know what number two is.
No. Pitcher.
Well, but you got five of them. I was going to say closer, quite honestly.
But, you can put all that together. The guy that holds the ball for the majority of the game, controls the majority of the game, quarterback, starting pitcher.
We'll get to a closer here in a second. That Phillies Dodgers finish was quite crazy. One word on the tush push, though. The Eagles ran the tush push four straight times in a row to gain 2 yards and score a
BBL
touchdown.
BBL stinky.
I'll go with
BBL
that.
BBL stinky.
Tired. I think last night was finally the breaking point for everybody. All right, enough. We've got to take this out of the game. It really is ridiculous. They were offsides again. I mean, it's just a cluster in there. You can't officiate the play. People are done watching that play, too. Four straight plays they did that. That's boring.
Sucks.
So tired. It's time. I think the NFL will take care of business this offseason.
My one word would be expired. You're using that sour cream 8 days past its expiration date. We all know expiration dates are a fraud.
They say that, but I'm still with milk and stuff like that.
You got to
do it. And that's,
best available by that date, not that it's dead that date.
You've been talking to my wife lately? God. I mean, because every time there's an expiration date, I get this lecture about it's not an expiration date. It's a sell by.
It is. And it's a sell date. And this is now, this is the milk curdling. This is the, all right, we got to throw this out.
Yeah.
Four plays in a row, 2 yards, boring.
Yeah, I thought this was about and entertainment.
And then
I
jumped. We watched the guy. They showed him.
Yeah, I mean, guys are jumping. It's false starts. It's an illegal play. Yeah, if that was Juwan Taylor, my God, Chris Collinsworth would be out here selling a campaign to get this thing.
In slow motion, and then they ran it again three straight times. Oh, I hate that play, but whatever. It works for them.
Yeah, well, you hate that or Josh Simmons more, Jay?
Yeah, I don't really like that pick.
Dodgers walked it off to go to the NLCS last night.
Trey. Mahez breaks his bat. Kirk Ring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers won. The Dodgers win.
Just a weird, soft hit off a breaking bat to a pitcher. And field it to the home plate and threw it at the backstop.
Yeah, one word is an acronym I'll use. PFP. Start working on those in spring training, Phillies. You know they're going to have those pitchers out there fielding ground balls and throwing home.
My one word is perfect because it goes with the topic that I said earlier this week. You want the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Yeah.
You want the tush push to be illegal? That was perfect last night. You want the Dodgers in salary cap, salary four? Go ahead, L.A. Ruin our dreams, destroy baseball, keep doing what you're doing because we're all having fun over here, but you are ruining the fun. But continue to win because they will.
They will.
They'll win it all.
They're going to win it all now. I think it's pretty much guaranteed that they're going to win it all.
They beat the best team in the National
League.
That's
right.
And their best player went 1 of 19.
That's right.
It's unreal.
That's 10 strikeouts.
You're talking about Ohtani. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it really is that the Dodgers are that good. We're the greatest player. And again, Sister Jean, the only person alive that could have settled this debate
so
when she
great.
Passed away at 106, Ruth or Ohtani. I mean, sorry, Shohei Judge or Aaron Ohtani, however you – I mean, like, if you're going to criticize Aaron Judge, which everybody wanted to and did, and rightfully so, Shohei Ohtani got to show up in those big moments. His team won, taken care of. He's got obviously now the NLCS. But you got to be better than that, man. You do.
One word, Chiefs-Lions this weekend, Sunday Night Football.
Win. Desperate, actually, is the word I'll use. Got to play desperate this weekend. We talked about that all week. Mitch talked about reversing the roles a little bit. Yeah, this is one of the first times that we've seen the Chiefs kind of in that desperate role reversal. So I play desperate. That's how I want them to play.
One word. There's so many that pop into my mind. I would say ready. Chiefs are favored in this game. Detroit's got that offense. There's one thing that Spags can do, and that's take something away from you. It may not be your entire thing, but he'll take one thing away. It was Saquon in the Super Bowl. Maybe they can put pressure on Jared Goff because his offensive line allows that.
Was Spags coordinate the Eagles' offense the last couple of weeks? Because they took taking Saquon away, too.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm ready for this game, man.
It's exciting.
Because Detroit's kind of that team that I like on the other side. You know, I kind of root for Detroit. I like Dan Cant. I don't hate anything. Like, I don't really like Trevor Lawrence. I don't really like
Trevor Lawrence picks his nose. And
well,
they should have left it on the camera for him to eat it because you know he was ready to eat that booger.
This is a hot take of nose picking. You turn a certain age, you start doing it with the thumb.
The thumb,
not the finger.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You do. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And then
it's clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
hair that way.
You also need those hairs.
The hairs. I got to rip my nose hairs all the time. There's nothing worse than a nose hair hanging out.
You
got to
get that little tool.
I got it.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Selfishly, one last one. One word on Jason Tatum dunking yesterday, 100 and something days after his Achilles.
We'll be right back with the script here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.